All right. Finally got it working. I've decided to do some more testing. When it comes to the recordings, I've been using Opus a bit, and it works quite well. The only problem is the recordings that I choose to upload to archive.org, archive.org doesn't use Opus. You know, it comes out going, eek. So that doesn't work very well. Ooh, look. 1.9 is really, really close to being open. Wow. That didn't take very long. We'll have to check that out at some point and see how that is. Although, to be honest, I finally got Valero Pay pulled together, so I'm really happy with going to Allsips. Plus, there are three ready Allsips fueling places along my route. There's one right there at Cannon Air Force Base right outside the gate, which works really well for me. There is one in Melrose. If I decide to go the regular way to work, I usually take the back roads and that goes really well for me too. I'm not unhappy with that as the other route to go to. I don't like it because there's some traffic on that road, you know, relatively speaking. Let me tell you, this last week has been quite the roller coaster ride. Although I'm thinking that I'm not in as bad a shape as I think I am. I think what I have more than anything else is an intermittent short caused by corrosion, probably, on my, on the wiring that goes to my transmission in the Sandy car. I've been trying to take it back and forth to work, and it's just had so many problems, and it goes down into what's called limp mode really, really readily, which means that you can only do like 20 miles an hour trying to protect your transmission. To be honest, I don't think there's anything wrong with my transmission. There's wear on it. Come on, it's got 200,000 miles on it, 204,000. But when I get it to the point to where it seems to be running okay, it runs okay. And you can slow down, you can speed up, you know, everything seems to work okay. It's just that sometimes it gets a little gitchy and it's like, you know what, this feels more like a short that can happen if you have some corrosion and the humidity gets up. If it gets wet a little bit, it might get a little weird. And I'm trying to remember if circumstances, where the thing started acting funny, did anything. And I'm willing to bet that something like that happened. So, some evening this week, or maybe this coming weekend, although this coming weekend looking a little goofy, we might be taking a trip to the temple this weekend, which is great. I need to take a look at the system and see how it's going. What I've done here with the recording is I've got all of the settings the same for, the only thing to change is the encoding. Right now it's encoding to Ogg Vorbis instead of, Opus. And we're going to see how much, you know, I think Opus is, you know what? I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's an optimization, if it's really all that one fantastic. We're going to find out, you know, sound quality is one thing, but, size becomes the bigger issue because not only do I upload most recordings to, archive.org, but I also save a copy back to my home server, although I don't publish that one because, you know, one of my problems is bandwidth. And, well, you know, it's just going to be the downside of everything I do is bandwidth. And, well, you know, I was trying to be so careful about, exalts.net and how that baby works. So, I don't know. Anyway, I keep this stuff running, and not that it's causing any problems at all. I don't think I get tons and tons of visits to exalts.net. And even if I do get quite a few, which I haven't checked lately, I need to check that when I'm back online, to kind of see how things are doing. I really haven't advertised much since the first time I did it. And I don't know if word of mouth is really spreading particularly. I probably need to come up with a new batch of choices. And I need to come up with a few more events to make this, a little more, you know, just a little bit more engaging. I have a little bit more fun with it. And to get people to use it more. Regardless, you know. And it's a hobby, so it's not that big of a deal, you know. I was doing it for potential donations. And, I just the day before yesterday, reworked everything so it isn't kind of a donations thing. It just tells you exactly what's available to you and what you can do. And it's really kind of a kick in the butt that way. I want it to be more fun and entertaining, although hopefully it brings to mind the whole idea of, you know, you want to make better choices, have a better life, deal with the events that are happening. You know, we probably need some happy events along with some crappy ones. Anyway, so yeah, I've got things to do outside of just like work. But yeah, the whole thing is keep all these things on the hobby level. Don't turn them into some kind of a business because then you've got all kinds of stupid things to try and track. Money that comes in will end up being worked, as if it's, you know, just as if somebody's giving you some money. You do it that way. You don't, you don't treat it ever like a business. And that saves you a lot of pain and torture. I think I'm gaining weight. I need to go walking some more during lunchtime and stuff like that. I think I need to park a little further from where I work to get some more walking in. And I was also looking, I almost toyed with taking down the BBS in favor of other things. But I think I don't want to do that particularly. Right now I've got all these different services that you can do. and I'm really wanting to, work. You know, I don't know. See, I'm trying so much as I can to pretty much make most of my stuff tied to the BBS. It's a good rig and it's working well on my banana pie, and I really want my stuff to go to the banana pie. I was futzing around there's this one feature which is specific to text files. And I thought it was rigged so that you could actually do this, you know, the regular BBS users could use this. And I was thinking that might be kind of a substitute for Wiki. That people could get on there and fix things. There's a few things else I would need to do with it. I was trying to figure out, it seems like that I said, you know, it looks like I could compose text files in system. You know, instead of having to drop back to being a size sop, there's still a way to do it. It's not like it can't be done. But it seems like it could very readily, elegantly be good for creating more permanent readable stuff as opposed to, something you'd have to download, upload, do this, do that, blah, 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 you know, and it could do something like that. I don't know, you could probably, I don't think you'd want to treat it as a wiki because, honestly, it really doesn't lend itself to that, and it's really not very topical to the time, you know. Bulletin board systems are somewhat historical too, you know. It says, oh well, I'm not trying to make it into something beyond what it was supposed to be. But it's like, you know, if we could make it an editable thing, you know, and so that people could come in, you could authorize people that you trusted to be able to touch those files and to be able to to make edits to them. That would be pretty dang groovy. So, and it would sit in the same space as a wiki did. And, for having groups be able to make edits to things. So anyway, and I didn't explain it that way, but it's starting to feel like somebody says, ooh, we could make this behave differently. And that would be some cool added functionality. You know, without, without changing the essential structure of the BBS itself. You could just do that. At first, this is from the guy that was actually the original writer of the Synchronet BBS. Smart, smart fella. You know, he's come up with good things, and he's had some good people join the group to help him out. And it's really interesting. You know, he came back and he said, my biggest thing was, it seems like when you add, it should go to, it says something isn't present, so it farts on this. I don't know if he's just fixing the fact that it's farting, or if he's going to say, you know what, that's a pretty groovy idea to include in this add functionality the ability to create and edit those files. You know, this thing comes with a pretty nice ANSI Telnet. It's not Telnet. An ANSI terminal sort of editing. And as much as that can be used to make things work good, all the better, you know, for just being, oh, this is groovy. We should be able to do this. Anyway, so kind of looking at that business, one of the features that would really be kind of cool, I think, is to be able to do programming within the BBS. Now, see, the problem is that one of the big things about bulletin board systems is that you were basically supposed to get on, read messages, and then jump back off. You know, you weren't supposed to be able to spend tons of time because a lot of people were expected to be able to use such systems. And, you can do it by adding more ports to it so people can come into it that way. I've been looking at whether it would be good to do a packet radio with it. I was just looking at that again. It's been a while. Apparently, my little banana pie set up with what's called Armbian. That's a specific one. It already comes rigged with drivers for AX.25. I think Rose is on there. NetROM, things like that are already compiled in. All you have to do is switch them on. And of course, connect a TNC to it. The whole big thing is, well, you know, what kind of TNC possibilities do I have here? And, one of the biggest things about radio in my local area is we really don't have enough users close by, although, golly, Scott Pay, who just moved into the area, and he's a Latter-day Saint fella, and so I know him from church. He's a amateur radio guy, and I don't know how to say exactly. He's been really pushing me encouraging me to use it a little bit more than I do. But I said, you know what? It's in my province. I really don't have a lot, you know. Ham radio is mostly for chit chat, and I'm not much of a chit chat guy, to be honest. And I don't know exactly how to say it. So I like digital more because it doesn't make you have to sit there and try to just do chit chat. Because I'm not a chit chat guy. And so I have to go into the other ways of doing amateur radio that are really quite. What's a good way to say it? Aren't just chit chatty. So I think packet radio is good that way, and being able to make the things that I do accessible through it is really kind of the most exciting, intriguing thing to do. Now, so I was thinking there for a while, I said, I need to get Synchronet, I need to fork it. And you go, but what business do I have trying to come up with some kind of weird fork? I said, you know, if there's something we'd like to do with it, we need to come to a consensus and say, this would be pretty cool. What would be a good way to do kind of a... It's not a combination of Wiki and BBS. It's saying, what do people get out of Wikis that we could do with BBS, which is, instead of it just being a whole pile of messages all the time, that's what a bulletin board system is. It's a pile of messages, and people have to kind of keep up with it. These text files would be permanent, yet editable, and it would make it so that, you know, and it would be a whole thing of trust, you know. People kind of can be vetted through their messages to see if they're decent people. Like there are groups of people. There's two or three people on the DoveNet and on certain things on the DoveNet that are just jerks. They're snotty, they're rude, they're crude, and you can arrange to have those people filtered, or you can turn down their ability to do things. Although they're on the net, so you don't, you know, so not so much. Not that I've gotten any good at any of this stuff, but you would give the capability to edit these permanent files, give it out to people that show a little bit more trust, that you have a little more trust in. Now, you could always... Cutting and pasting on the BBS, it doesn't exist. You don't really have that capacity. So, I do think I will go through Melrose and pick up something for lunch. Since I'm on my way that way, I don't have an office to store things. I'd store them there. I'd buy up a whole bunch of summer sausages, and they're fermented. There's some interesting virtues to it because they're fermented, and that makes it so much more of an interesting product. It's actually good for your gut. You know, they say, oh, it's a meat. You go, well, you know. It's a fermented meat. Anyway, so I'll go through Melrose instead of going the back way. Especially since I don't have my interesting car that's having funny problems. Anyway, so things are looking up. There's some things that I need to accomplish, things I need to do. It'd be really great if I could get my car up on a lift, but I don't think I have, much in the way of equipment to actually do that. But I'm going to go ahead and see what I can pull together, fix a few things that are going kind of crappy, but keep this car in service. I really want to keep this car in service, even though it costs me a few hundred dollars every 6 months to keep insurance on it. Sam's kind of wanting to, to buy this car off Bob. And I may very well, if I get Sandy kind of pulled together again and I feel more comfortable about using it, I might sell Bob to Sam. Basically for next to nothing. And, that way he'll have a car when he needs it. I might still, as yet, take the boat back out to the crash site. The biggest problem is I would love to use it as an aerial or a platform for antennas. But where it's parked right now, and there's really no other place to park it that's actually on the property. And I'm probably going to get in trouble with the city anyway. They're eventually going to come one day and say, you can't park that there. And it's like, oh, well, great. I get a kick out of still working on my acre out there. I've got it. I paid for it. Is land going to get any cheaper? Probably not. I said, so do I need to get rid of it? You go, no. I said, what about the boat? You go, you know, the boat only... Everything combined costs $25 a year to have. And it's like, you know, I could put a little bit better of a cradle on it to make it so that it would function well as a, as just kind of an interesting getaway. I don't know if Lisa will ever really get into it as a getaway. But, Matt and I could go out there, use that as our base camp to go hiking. But we could just go hiking around that area. There's some pretty interesting things to do there. And, you know, most people don't assert huge property rights on it. I know I don't. And, it makes it so that, I just want to do that cool thing. I've already got it. There's no point getting rid of it. It's practically have to give it away to somebody to get rid of it. And, I don't know. It's okay though. It'd be good. So I've got interesting things in the hopper. I'm probably gonna go and talk to. I'm probably along with. There's kind of a thing to go in there to try to fix some things, and I might actually propose this as an interesting little sideline thing to say this can actually take the place of kind of a local wiki. You wouldn't have the links inside because, I'm sorry, the BBS and the texting don't amend themselves well to being able to do this. It's just not there. And it's like, you don't want to go through the pain of trying to add it. You know, a BBS is its own thing. It isn't made to take the place of other things particularly. However, it really would be kind of cool from the standpoint of making it so that people can use it. There's already seems to be gimmickry, or the ACL seems to already be in place to allow it to be read or something like that. You could also put in a little bit of ACL magic to say, are you able to create it? It's already made to be an editable thing. You can edit it. So that possibility is already there. And you go, you just need to put in the stuff to make it creation stuff. Oh, somebody knocked down that. Oh, I'm going on to Melrose and buy a little bit of food. That's right. We'll be funny about that, Nemro. Okay. The sun's just barely coming up now. We're getting toward my brother's birthday. It's just become autumn. It's now autumn. I'm wearing a jacket too, because it's just, let me tell you, it was in the 90s yesterday. This weekend, a big old cold thing came in, dumped a ton of rain on us. I don't even want to know how many inches of rain fell. A lot. And Lisa told me, oh, close the doors. It's cold out there. I think it got down into the 40s last night. So, you know, we're definitely getting close to cool weather. It's not going to kill off, like, say, for instance, the only gardening that I did this time was cucumbers. And, it really turned out pretty good. I really started very late. It was in July before I started it. If I would have started in late April or early May, which is when you need to start things like this, it would have become amazing. It would have spread all over creation, which is what I wanted to do. I had it running up a trellis that did a really good job, and I'm really quite happy with the whole situation. And there's some other watering issues over there, so I'm thinking of some other plants I can grow there, because it's a little swampy, and see what else can grow over there. Mostly to cover up that west-facing window that just gets baked in the summertime. And I've had this little brush with retirement, so now I'm starting to think much better and more so on how I'm going to rig things going forward. How I'm going to get I'm going to take advantage of the way the house basically is and make it work better. My mom put out kind of a yucca-ish plant in a big container out there, heavier than all get out. And I really kind of want to get rid of that thing. You don't have to water it, but it's just where it's sited, I don't like it. So I'm kind of wanting to do better things there. It's something that might be able to soak up that water that tends to pool there, right there off of the off of the house, you know. So anyway, how long am I doing this for? 45 minutes. I'm not even to my destination yet. Okay. I don't know how much I really have more to talk about. Have we already passed the turnoff? I think I did. I did, a long time ago. Okay, so I should be getting to Melrose pretty soon. Anyway. So, that's all the things I've kind of got in the hopper. Let's see how much progress we can make on the individual pieces. Anyway, so we'll see about all that. I've got a neighbor just down the road from me. He sold, that house was sold and bought by somebody else, but the original guy had an antenna up, you know, for whatever he was doing. And, I'm wondering if I can acquire that antenna tower from that fella. And I don't know where I would put it on my property, but if I could make that happen, that would be pretty dang cool. There's also another neighbor that's got cherry pickers. And I think that would be how you would want to set up that antenna, on my property. You know, put it up on my house. I don't know exactly where I want to put it. I don't know if I want to put it there, close to where I want to kind of do a lot of water catchment on that thing, because it actually does catch a lot of water. And to shut it down to one place, that would be the place where it would probably make the best sense to put that antenna, would be right there. Anyway, so there's just a lot of possibilities going on. It's just the whole thing of, God, can I actually do that? Can I get away with that? How would that actually work? You know? Anyway, so, lots of possibilities. And I need to do it while I'm working, so I have money to do it. That would really be the biggest thing, is saying, hey, I've got some resources. Let's do this. Let's make this happen. And, I don't know. But it's there. It's a possibility. It's kind of cool. For just some projects to kind of pull together and to make happen, I'd get a kick out of it. It might ultimately be more useful. I really don't know. I really don't know, but that would really kind of work kind of cool. So, man, I got all kinds of things to do. Little of this, little of that. And, having a good time. And I might be able to, being over there a little bit, I might be able to go make little trips over and see my friend TK. See how he's doing. He got kind of a neat little situation there. And if you're not too weird about who owns things, because frankly, the people who own things, they don't do a thing with it. And, I think it also gets flooded out occasionally, which means that you really don't want to live there. My place, it's on a downhill slope. It's not going to flood, but water cuts across it. I remember that happening. That was pretty amazing when we had big rains out there at the crash site. It was like this sheet of water that was just running down thing. It went under my blister, and it was definitely one of those situations where it's like, boy, am I glad I have this boat. And so anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and go into town here. It's early, it's 6:50 in the morning, but I think the place is open. Dollar General opens kind of early. It may open only at 8. And that way it's like, oh, suck. Well then, all right, fine. We're going to find out. If nothing else, we can go to the local, what do you call that stupid thing? Allsup's. And we can get some stuff there. You know, so it costs a little more, but it's workable. That's why you always need to have a can opener with you. Anyway, so Melrose is an interesting little town. There's some really nice houses here, you know? But most of the place is just, it's just not here, you know? Place is pretty much dead. And, Tooncary's got a little bit more going for it, but Tooncary's got a crime problem, which I think Melrose does not have. So anyway, yeah. Oh, gas prices are high here. Oh, yuck. Tooncary, they're down to $2.89, and I have a discount, so I got my gas for $2.79. And, I don't know. Could be open. There's a car parked there. We're going to find out. Patronize Dollar General. Whatever you can. It looks dark. I don't think they hope they're open yet. So I need to circle back and hit up Allsup's, I think. Surprise, there's just somebody who's parked a car there. Opens at 8. That's no good for me. All right. Every day. Let me go to this place. There's no point having to go all the way back to Allsup's to get something. Okay, so I think this is going to be the end of this wonderful little activity here. Have a great day.